slight chance for snow on Sunday, a high of 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 27.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh says this morning that Hamas is close to reaching a truce with Israel. That a key sign that Hamas is willing to free dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. Doctors inside another Gaza hospital say they are now being targeted, much like Al-Shifa was. Dr. Margaret Harris is a spokesperson for the World Health Organization.
There are really no hospitals there that we would consider as functioning anything more than a shelter and maybe an aid post. The fuel hasn't been allowed in. They have not got clean water. They're not able to keep the wounds clean.
A cross-country storm threatening holiday travel. Police in Custer County, Colorado, east of Pueblo, are still looking for the man believed to have opened fire during a dispute with his neighbors. Three people were killed. The alleged gunman is still on the loose. This is ABC News. Ex-owner Elon Musk getting a new ally in his fight over allegations of anti-Semitism.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has launched an investigation into Media Matters in response to the group's claim that prompted high-dollar companies to pull advertisements from X, the site formerly known as Twitter. Last Thursday, Media Matters reported that, quote, X has been placing ads for Apple, Bravo, IBM, Oracle, and Xfinity next to pro-Nazi content, unquote. After the report, several of the named companies announced they would suspend advertising on the platform. Paxton says Media Matters may be guilty of fraud. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The CDC warning about listeria contamination of fruits like peaches and nectarines. They were distributed by HMC Farms. And there is a new theory about something a whole lot of us have felt, the red wine headache. Researchers at the University of California now say it could be caused by the buildup of a compound in the wine that makes it harder for our bodies to break down alcohol. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Welcome to What If? The show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what-ifs. Today's caller is Gio. What's up?
Hey, Jake. What if I'm shopping for a new policy, but there are so many options that I freeze up and just can't choose?
It's okay. An agent can help you choose the right coverage. At State Farm, we're there for your what-ifs.
Oh, now what if I need help deciding on dinner?
Tacos.
Good idea.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for child care. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed billion-dollar boost to workforce programs and child care. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Albert R. Sawalich, age 86, of Clam Lake, formerly of New Hope, Minnesota, died on Friday, November 17th at Court Manor Health Services in Ashland. He is survived by four children, Mark Sawalich of River Falls, by Debbie Ingblom of Coon Rapids, Minnesota, by Lori LeClaire of River Falls, and by Julie Ogitz of Lake Nabagaman. Survived also by eight grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren, and other relatives and friends. Graveside service will be held at the Glen Haven Memorial Gardens in Crystal, Minnesota on Monday, November 27th at 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Albert R. Sawalich, age 86, Clam Lake. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
At Ulta Beauty's Black Friday sale, I get up to 50% off all week long on over 275 can't-miss deals. Starting November 19th, shop 40% off stunning Morphe eyeshadow palettes and 50% off select Tula skincare products. Plus, starting Tuesday, shop $12 mascaras from brands like Tarte, Benefit, and Fenty, and $12 lippies from brands like Lancome and Kylie Cosmetics. Hurry in store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy conditions with high temperatures working up into the upper 30s. We'll have our winds turning to the north at 5 to 10. And for tonight, mostly cloudy skies will drop back to a low of 20. More in the way of sunshine, making a return for your Wednesday with highs up to 41. Colder, breezy for your Thanksgiving Day. We're back in the upper 20s for high temperatures. And for your Friday, lots of sunshine, high of 26 degrees. For Saturday, partial sunshine, upper 20s. Slight chance for snow on Sunday, a high of 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 27.
Ridge Runners, right on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, wishes everyone a successful and safe deer season. They're inviting you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try out their half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat from Heritage Farms right to the table. Also, now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly, as well as homemade soup available daily. They're open Thursday through Saturday and serving until 9 p.m. Ridge Runners on Main Street, downtown Butternut. They hope to see everyone this hunting season.
It's our best Black Friday ever at JCPenney. Line up early this Friday in store for giveaways all day. At 5 a.m., you can get a coupon up to $500 off. Keep shopping for a chance to win free diamonds at 1 p.m. and stay for one last giveaway at 5 p.m. One lucky winner gets their cart covered up to $500. Go to jcp.com to plan your best Black Friday ever. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Giveaways in-store only 11/24 while supplies last. One coupon per customer per event. Exclusions apply. Must be 18 or older. See store or jcp.com for details.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. Some NFL action last night. The Philadelphia Eagles maintained the league's best record, 9-1, with a victory over the Chiefs at Kansas City.
In a rematch of the two teams that played in Super Bowl 57, the Philadelphia Eagles came back in the second half to win 21-17. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts scored both of the Eagles' touchdowns in the second half.
When you play a team and you lose to them any time, you know, that is what it is. But there's always a competitiveness there versus everyone we play. And so I'm just happy we found a way to come and win in this environment versus a really good team.
His scores came from on the ground, from 10 yards out, and the winning touchdown was from 1 yard out. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
Last night's hockey winners, Tampa Bay in overtime, Florida, Nashville, Dallas, L.A., Vancouver, and Calgary in overtime. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA last night, the Milwaukee Bucks get a big game from their big man and win their sixth straight game, beating the Washington Wizards.
Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a game-high 42 points on 20 of 23 shooting from the field as the Bucks blew open a tight game in the fourth quarter and beat the Wizards 142-129. The Bucks had a total of six players in double figures.
We have so many guys that can contribute in this team, very balanced team, and that's all you can ask for. If you have a very balanced team, you're able to have a chance to win every game you play.
Damian Lillard had 22 for the Bucks, who won their fifth consecutive game. Jordan Poole led the Wizards with 30, while Kyle Kuzma chipped in with 22. The Wizards have dropped six straight. Craig Heist, Washington.
Other NBA winners last night, Denver, Charlotte in overtime, the Clippers, Miami, New Orleans, and Golden State. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
Bucks winning streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had no problems on the road, beating the Washington Wizards 142-129. Milwaukee, with a five-game winning streak, head to Boston to play the Celtics 6:30 tomorrow night. Bobby Portis in the loud winning locker room says he enjoys the support of his teammates.
It's fun just to have guys that instill confidence in you on a daily basis. I think we instill confidence in one another to go out there and just hoop and just play free. Obviously, it's only 14 games in, but I like where we're at.
The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play the Minnesota Gophers for the Paul Bunyan Axe coming up on Saturday. That comes after the Badgers' overtime win against Nebraska. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We celebrated. We enjoyed. There was a lot of things on Saturday night, but most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about, getting the axe and making sure we understand and respect everything about this game and this rivalry.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Food brings people together. That's right, unless you're vegan. In which case, you can leave right now. I don't give a shit. I really don't. I don't care if I offend you and your salad. You can leave. Bye. And the only reason why I'm so on the vegans is because I once was vegan. I know some of you are like, no, yeah. I was vegan for a little under a year. Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, oh, that's not, you weren't even vegan then if it was less than a year. But think about it. Anyone who has ever gone on a diet knows just how hard it is to change your eating habits for 1 week, much less a year. And they told me, they said, you're gonna lose weight. And they were not lying. I lost weight, patience, and friends.
First, Mom gets a jump on Thanksgiving dinner.
Excuse me? You think I'm going to start cooking now? Oh, so I'm supposed to just slave away in the kitchen while you sit on your butt. Wait a second. That means I can complain more, and people will feel sorry for me. Pity is my drug. I'll get started right away. This Thanksgiving dinner is going to be murderlicious.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Rhett.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
heart tore it apart and left me.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fits in blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside. Like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, as fast as I can. I got ways in
on air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
If I tried, you couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying. In this bed we might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't care. Talk at all if you.
Hope you're well on this Tuesday, the 21st day of November. We've got 28 minutes past the hour of 7. We're waking up to 28 degrees. We'll get up to about 38 today. Today is really the only day in the next few that we have any chance of decent precipitation, maybe just a brief shower this afternoon, if that's significant. Winds will be northwest today at about 6 to 18. Tomorrow, 40. Times of clouds and sun. Sounds like a late 60s, early 70s song, doesn't it? Times of clouds and sun tomorrow. High of 40. 30 then on Thanksgiving Day with, again, times of clouds and sun. The wind is big, of course, for those hunting. So the wind today will be out of the northwest at about 6 to 18. Tomorrow we're looking at a southwest wind 7 to 14. And then Thanksgiving Day, they're telling us the wind will be out of the west at 8 to 20. So nothing crazy. Calm winds would always be nice for hunting. We'll be back with the Deer Hunters Roundup tonight. Gray and Big G will be taking the reins tonight from 6 until 8. I think tomorrow's show a little bit early due to Bucks basketball. I think we're 4 to 6:30 tomorrow. So a little bit early for those of you who want to call in early. It's always tough to get in on the phone lines in the heart of the deer hunting show like last night. We had a lot of fun. Some great calls. Late night calls. We've got the show archived at 98qcountry.com. We had some entertaining ones. It was good. Thanksgiving Day Thursday. This is the time of the year where the media just parades a bunch of stats out in front of you. 80,000 people will ride a bike to work today. 470 zillion people will fly on an airplane. And they just give you all these travels. They just overwhelm you with numbers. I think we're pretty safe to say that when Thanksgiving rolls around, people travel. I think that's what we're saying. So travel this year to the east might be a little bit tough because they got a snowstorm apparently brewing out there. So if you're traveling, if you're flying, if you're driving, it's going to be busy. People are moving around. That's what they do to get to their families. 580 million pounds of turkeys. Oh, those poor turkeys. 580 million pounds of turkey meat will be available for people on Thanksgiving. But they say about 204 million of those 580 million pounds will end up in the garbage can. Well, it's very tough if you've ever been the one to carve the turkey. It takes a little dedication and time to get in there. You start out so nice, you know, you have the nice apron, and if you're the turkey carver, if you got one of those electric carvers, well, you're just a weirdo. So you got to get the knife. You got nothing plugged in, no batteries with this. You got to just have a good sharp knife and just go in there and with fear that there may be some injuries when you delve into that 21, 22-pound turkey. And once you get into it, of course, you're so prim and proper. You're like the first one is like a fork and a slice, and you're like, oh, that's nice. And you set that on the little decorative Thanksgiving plate over there. And then you know, the second one gets a little bit, and as you get into it, it gets a little bit more difficult, you know, down in there, and you're still strategic. You're thinking this is going to be a beautiful plate of turkey. And then about 10, 15 minutes later, when you get into the depths of it, the knife is laying over here, and it's just you and the turkey, and it's just a lot of graveling going on. I don't even know what that is, but it's just like get out of there, and then you rip that, and then the dog's on the ground looking at you like, you go, boy, and I'm going to clean up all the scraps on the ground. There's nothing, there's no more attentive point in your life. There's no point in your life where any being is paying more attention to you than when you're the person carving the turkey. And you've got a dog on the floor sitting there looking at you. That's right. That dog ain't going anywhere. And if that dog, if that dog's got a little attitude to it, you better not mess with it. Just let it sit there and let it wait, because there's going to be scraps. If you're carving the turkey properly, there will be scraps of turkey randomly spewn all over the kitchen. Maybe a little bit on the microwave, front of the microwave. Maybe a little spot on the top of the refrigerator. Definitely some turkey juice and meat on the floor. If none of that is happening, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. So good luck carving that. Good luck carving the turkey. We've got news and sports twice an hour for you here on the morning show at 7:32. So let's do that for you right now.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh says this morning that Hamas is close to reaching a truce with Israel. That a key sign that Hamas is willing to free dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. Doctors inside another Gaza hospital say they are now being targeted, much like Al-Shifa was. Dr. Margaret Harris is a spokesperson for the World Health Organization.
There are really no hospitals there that we would consider as functioning anything more than a shelter and maybe an aid post. the fuel hasn't been allowed in. They have not got clean water. They're not able to keep the wounds clean.
A cross-country storm threatening holiday travel. Police in Custer County, Colorado, east of Pueblo, are still looking for the man believed to have opened fire during a dispute with his neighbors. Three people were killed. The alleged gunman is still on the loose. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details Monday, only that Christina Navarro-Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. Navarro-Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg was on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will argue that the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers basketball gets past Virginia. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team advancing to the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament by beating Virginia 65-41 in Florida. A better showing than their performance at home against Robert Morris University. Badgers guard Chucky Hepburn.
You know, coming off that Robert Morris game, you know, we knew we had to fix things fast because we were going to play a great team like Virginia. And we locked in practice Saturday and Sunday. We were able to really lock in defensively, and that showed today.
So the Badgers will face SMU in the final round of the tournament, 7:30 tomorrow night. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with a five-game winning streak last night in Washington. It was the Bucks 142-129 over the Wizards. Adrian Griffin describes Giannis scoring 42 points.
Unstoppable. Man, he was in his rhythm tonight. He's unstoppable.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971. Panasia Orino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday, Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Going on three generations, Phillips Service Center has been taking care of your automobile service needs for over three decades, offering all types of maintenance services from motor, transmission work, and fuel system services, tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, electrical diagnostics, and air conditioning. Phillips Service Center can do it all. They even do vehicle undercoating to preserve the life of your vehicle, and they also have trailers to haul your toys or that big buck. Call for trailer availability at 715-339-3655. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, located at the right side of the curve on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed & Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedAndFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed & Feed located in Fifield?
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
One, two, three. Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickle laying the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy conditions with high temperatures working up into the upper 30s. We'll have our winds turning to the north at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies will drop back to a low of 20. More in the way of sunshine, making a return for your Wednesday with highs up to 41. Colder, breezy for your Thanksgiving Day. We're back in the upper 20s for high temperatures. And for your Friday, lots of sunshine, high of 26 degrees. For Saturday, partial sunshine, upper 20s. Slight chance for snow on Sunday, a high of 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26 degrees.
Fenced in, heart's like a feather in a torso wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down. We'll be right back.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little west coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburn, auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor. Heartache on the dance floor. Yeah, she moved into my mind. I gotta know her name, and I got to see her again. She's got me wondering. Yeah, I'm just wondering where she is, where she is, where she is tonight. Where she is, where she is, where she is tonight. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. So I just hung around this little west coast town. I drop by every night, I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song just to sing.
shattered my hopes and my dreams.
Gun deer season and Thanksgiving looming on the other side. We've had a lot of fun with our roundup last night's show, the complete show last night, unlike the first two nights, is archived portions of the first two nights are there, but all of last night's there. I've learned a lot on the Deer Hunters Roundup. I learned a lot last night. I learned a lot the other night. I was not aware until a couple of nights ago that Zekin's store in Catawba carried aardvark repellent and Zamboni repair kits. I wasn't aware of either one of those. Big sellers for both of those at Zekin's and Catawba. So there's information that our hunters provide that you just can't get anywhere else. And I really hope that our final caller from last night, Dave, who was locked out of the cabin somewhere down the southern part of the Price County, I'm fearing that maybe he never got in. We attempted, but I'm not sure there was ever entry into the building there. So, Dave, I hope you are well this morning. A lot of fun on the roundup last night, as always. Lots of events going on. Not so much Thanksgiving weekend. People just kind of leave it alone for the most part. And they're like, you know what, have your family, have your fun. Go to maybe an area establishment, enjoy some music like the Big Dipper and stuff like that. But then, boy, that weekend after Thanksgiving, oh, we kick in with all kinds of holiday events and crafts and fairs. So if your nonprofit group or organization has something going on, let us know about it. We'll promote you and, you know, promote your nonprofit's event for you. You can email it to us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can drop it off if you want. You can send it in the mail if you want to. Better give it a few days. Box 309, P.O. Box 309 in Park Falls. Have you ever taken the time when you've ordered something online to follow that package, to track that package, whether it be the Postal Service or FedEx or UPS? Sometimes it gets very, very interesting. Most recently, we've had items, and I'm sure someone with the organization could probably explain to me why. I'm not sure I would accept the explanation why you order a bundle of socks and the socks end up going to Minneapolis, to Florida, to California, to Boston, and then eventually make their way back. And what's amazing enough is that it does all that in like 2 days. I mean, either something's wrong in the tracking system or these socks are traveling more places than I've ever been. But if you want some entertainment, order something online and then actually follow what cities it goes to. It's very common that items that I've ordered that they'll come into Green Bay, and then they'll go to Milwaukee, and then they'll go up to Rhinelander, and then they'll go to back down to Green Bay, and then they'll and maybe somebody's just messing with us on the computer. Maybe they're just hitting buttons saying, that radio guy in Park Wells, I'm gonna entertain him. I'm gonna show this package going all over the state, and actually I got it right here in my hand. But it does work pretty well. Shop your local ones first. We got Small Business Saturday going on, of course. Tons of area businesses for you to check out. Always give them a shot first. We all realize that there are some things that, you know, maybe you need to go outside for, but that's fine. But give your local businesses a shot first. There's so many. There's just ton. If you're on Facebook, especially, you see the post on there of our local ones. Go on in there, give them a shot, check out their local businesses. Small Business Saturday is a perfect place to do that, if not before. Got a news update to come at the top of the hour. Local birthdays, anniversaries. We'll get to those at 8:30. If you got a local birthday or anniversary, 715-762-3221.
Thanksgiving is coming up, and I want to know, what are you least thankful for this year?
Okay, I'm least thankful that it gets dark so early. Who wants it to be dark at like 4:30? That is just so ridiculous.
I hate that.
You literally walk out of your house or out of work or out of school, it's already dark, and that's no fun. We want the sun out. Honestly, maybe we should just all go back to summer.
You've got like 7 more months until summer's here again, so I think you're just going to have to be patient.
Happy Thanksgiving.
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on
sleep when
things on. How your hand and mind fits. Girl, I've always loved you, but